original din of Pasha was found out in the Kachim, and the Gemara compares it to Kedushin. Eventually, the Gemara is going to show you why it's not compatible with Kedushin. That's going to be for almost a technical issue. But fundamentally, the din of Pasha should carry over to Kedushin. And of course, we had a big problem here. Why should it carry over? It's just Exeus of Kosov. What does it have to do with Hektesh? The Tosfos said it has everything to do with Hektesh. Based on the fact that the person was Mekadesh the one with the Lashon of Hektesh. And the Tosfos said a remarkable Kiddush that if the person would not have used the Lashon of Kedushin, he would have used the Lashon of Emerson or something like that, so then the Gemara wouldn't have even discussed the possibility of Pashka. But again, in the normal case, standard Kedushin, so the Lashon of Kedushin, i.e., Kedushin Hektesh is used. And therefore, the din is that Pashta is a possibility. Whether it will be a reality in the end, that's a different story, but it is a very real possibility of Pashta. So we had a big problem yesterday that the Abdul Mahum already raised and said that even in terms of Lendar, the Kedushin is quasi-Hektish related, how is it going to be any more Hektish than Hektish itself? And even within the world of Hektish, the Gemara Tamura wasn't sure whether Pashta applies universally, or maybe it's only limited to behemoths, because after all, the Pesukim in Bechukosai, which are the source for Pashta, do speak about behemoths, and maybe Ophas are not included. So the Gemara is not quite sure about that. Oph, behema, you know, the one here, it's a korban, it's not a korban, it's a behemoth, it's not a behemoth. You know, the Gemara is pilpling back and forth in Tamura. Those who are very into learning Maseches Tamura these days, probably not too many people here, but if and when, Netz Hashem, if we don't remember Maseches Tamura of Yerav, then you come to the realization that's a sofek in Maseches Tamura, whether the din of Pashta carries over to an open up. So, frankly, Avner Meluim, Madach by an oif, we're not even sure because it's not Behema. You want to call marriage Hektish from today till tomorrow. Hektish it is, but Behema it's not. It's not going to be any more Behema than an oif is. And therefore, Hadar Krishna Duchta, how did the Gemara present the possibility of Pashta? So, the Avner Meluim was so bothered with that Kashta. They said, Rochinami, that there's only one way to read this Gemara Kedushin of Zayin. That's assuming the Gemara was poshut the shayla in Tamura, that yes, Pashta does apply to Ophas. But if not, so then there's no way to read this Gemara straight. That was the Abdul Williams, threw his hands up and he says, you're having the corner, what do you want me to do? So comes to Baruch Ver, he quotes the neighbor, Chaim, that Chaim thought that the answer to this dilemma of the Abdul Williams is based on several fundamental yesaidis, which really get to the heart and soul, the real kishkes of the sugya of Pashta. Reb Chaim begins to open up the sugi for us. So Reb Chaim starts out with a kasha, which the emesis is not his original kasha. The earlier Achrem already had his kasha, he already even makes reference to Sefer HaMach. Now there's already a bother with this kasha. But what Reb Chaim did with this kasha is very original, very classic, creative Reb Chaim. The kasha was as follows. The Gemara makes this jump, at least in the kasha of the Gemara, what makes a jump from Hektish to Kedushin? And the Gemara says, just as when you have half Hektish, so that becomes whole Hektish right away, that's the Gzeres HaKosov of Pashta, so to Kedushin should quickly turn from half into whole. That was the Gemara, that was the premise of the Gemara's question. Fred earlier, Acharein, is an unbelievable distinction between the two. I don't care whether this Kedushin is Lashon Hektish or not. There's still a fundamental difference between the two. Everybody say, what's the fundamental difference?
The animal doesn't have to consume.
No, that's before the that's the Gemara's Maskara. We're still in the pre-Maskara.
Everyone agrees that Hektish, that part of it becomes...
You can be Maktish half an animal. That was not negotiable. The whole Machloikis in Tanoim was, once you Maktish half an animal, then the half an animal turns to a whole animal. But Kuliyama with Pligi, the Hektish is Chal, at least over here. Mashenke by Kedushin, you can't do Makadosh Chatzi Isha. So Frank, the early Acharonim, said the starting point is radically different. By Hektish, where you got your foot on the door, you will Makadosh half the animal, then we can begin to discuss. Oh, all the Zoy will Makadosh half the animal, 10 times is Dinu Pashta. Maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe yes, Exerzibosim, and Nishke Exerzibosim. You can discuss. But at least we have a half Hektish to start with. Everybody agrees, even before there was a parasha of Pashto, before we opened the parasha of Kosai, before we even knew there was a thing called parasha of Kosai, everybody knows Hamakdish Regal Shobahemoth, Hare the Hektish. You can be Makdish half an animal, Mamalo. You can be Makdish whatever I want, whatever I own, it can be Makdish. The Shail and the Tanoim is, once a Makdish half, does it spread the whole by itself? Moshenke, Frakyam, the Kedushin, we have Exerza Kosai. What's Exerza Kosai? Screaming at us, loud and clear. What's Exerza Kosai? What? What is it? Isha v'lo chatzi isha. You can't be makdish chatzi isha. So what kind of pashta? Pashta means if and when it's chal lechatzoin, can it now be chal b'shlemusa? Can it be chal b'kula? But if it was never chal lechatzoin, what's that pashta? Pashta is presupposing there was already a tfisa sakadusha. By hektish there was a tfisa sakadusha lechatzoin. The kedusha, there was no tfisa sakadusha lechatzoin. It's a kasha. Right? Moshe told that kasha, right? That's a kasha. So if you're chayim, you take there are two dinim, a big surprise. There are two dinim in Pashta, says Reb Chaim. There's one din in Pashta that half become whole. That once the Kedusha kicks in, so it's Pashta me'eleha, this happens totally completely me'eleha. But the Torah says that Allah dictates that once a Kedusha gets a foothold, it can potentially spread. That's exactly what's going to be menu. But Zakim Chaim, there's another din of Pashta. What Pashta means is that we can declare that your Maisa HaKdosha of a Chatzoyim, your Maisa HaKdosha, your Dibra HaKdosha was a Hektish Blakula. Even though I only said a half. What do you mean, Rabbi? Didn't you take common core fractions? I only said half. Nope. When you said half, the Torah says that licked in your statement of half is a whole. A half equals a whole. This is, you try to pull this off in a third grade math test. Right? You don't tell your wife, see what she thinks about this. Half equals a whole. That's what Pashta means. So there are two din of Pashta. There's one din of Pashta that the first din of Pashta, half doesn't equal a whole. Half means half is chal. And now the Torah says, you got it already, we'll escort you down the rest of the way. The Torah will spread the Kedusha. The second din of Pashta is that licked in your Hakdosha, the Torah redefines your Hakdosha, your making Devarim Kedoshim, what we used to think as a half. Guess what? Half equals a whole. So if all Pashta was a Kedusha that spread by itself, that's not going to help us by Kedushin, because we never got the foot in the door to start with, because Ein Ishas L'chatzoyin. So Zodiac Chaim, that's what the Gemara's Kasha was, the Nifshit of a Kedusha B'kula, not the first din of Pashta. The first din of Pashta is not going to help us. It's the second din of Pashta that's going to help us. Why? Because the Gemara is asking, how can there be a din when a guy says, Rebbe Kedeshes, the guy says, the din of Pashta should declare that a half equals a whole. So just as a Nuchas Hekdesh licked in his Maisak Dosha is a whole Maisak Dosha, so too a Nuchas Kedushin licked in his Chatzi Kedushin should be an entire Kedushin. It's this bizarre equation, the second din of Rekhaim, the Bishtetera of Pashta number two, that should be able to help us in terms of Kedushin. So this din of Me'eleha is not going to do anything for Kedushin, but this din of Maisa HaKdosha, that Maisa HaKdosha Bekula, that we relabel, we reformulate Maisa HaKdosha, Maisa HaKdosha, this is going to do worlds in the realm of Kedushin. That's a Chaim's breakthrough. Gevaldik. What's Mabaya?
Shouldn't be like almost like
Daya?
We're learning more
to
Kedushin from...
Wait, hold on. Wait. One second. Comes your client one step further. Says your client. By Hektish, if you think about it, you don't even really need the second din of Pashta. This is din number one of Pashta, Eileha. This is din number two, Nichlol Demayis HaKdosh. By Hekdesh, do you really truly need the second din that we label as Demayis HaKdosh, as Demayis HaKdosh Bekula? Do you need it? You don't really need it. Because once the first din kicks in, once the Hekdesh is Zichar Chal HaKdosh, even before Pashta came along, the Hekdesh could be Makdesh and regular behavior. So once the Hekdesh is Chal Lechatzoyin, and then number one of Pashta kicks in, of the Kedusha spreads Me'eleha, so then the behavior becomes Tapakadosh, Bikdushasa, Bekula. So I don't really need the second din. The second din is strange. the seven din doesn't really appear on the Hekdesh radar screen, because it's really superfluous in Hichel's Hekdesh. It's there to help us. We could extrapolate from that this mysterious, almost this din floating around, that Hichel's Hekdesh is not really necessary. The only impact of this din is where? In Hichel's Kiddushin. So there are two dinim of questions of Reb Chaim. In Hilchos Hekdesh, you really just have to go the first. You don't really need the second. What about Hilchos Kiddushin? In Hilchos Kiddushin, you definitely need the second. You need the first. What do you think? Do you need the first in Hilchos Kiddushin? You don't need the first Hilchos Kiddushin. I'll tell you why, says Reb Chaim. Even without the din of Pashta, without exists a custom of Pashta, I would know me that Kiddushin, if and when Kiddushin could get a foot in the door, it could spread. It's contagious and it spreads completely. And I don't need exerts a custom. I don't need a din of Kachim for that. How do I know that, says Reb Chaim? What's my raya? Who's going to bring me a raya? That in Hilchos Kiddushin, the only need for Pashta is only to create din number two. Din number one of Kedusha, once it gets in the door, it sounds like it's a moot point, it never gets in the door. But even if someone would have gotten in the door, it would have spread by itself like wildfire. Without a din of Pashta, who's going to bring me a raya? Back to our good old friend, what? Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Beschor. You remember her from last sugya? That's the only quirk of a wild case where the Kedusha got in the door. Why did the Kedusha get into the door? Because that's not a chisor, a chatzi isha. Why not? Because it's what? Because it's lo shiur b'kinyanai. Right? So we got it in the door. Once the other is meshachar, the half of the shivcha, what happens next? Who remembers? What happens next? You're mekadesh a chatzi shivcha b'schayrin. She became a kodesh as the chatzoyin. Now the other is meshachar the shivcha part. What happens? It's machlokes. There's one day that says, poof, pachik kiddushin, and the other day in the Gemara says, what? Kamrik kiddushin. Says Reb Chaim, where did that come from? Where did pashtik kiddushin come from? Where did Gamrik kiddushin come from? The Gemara never says, the Gemara never challenges. The Gemara says, minohani mila, there's a din of Gamrik kiddushin. It's a milsa de pshita, that kiddushin spreads. Kiddusha of kiddusha isha spreads. You don't need a gzeres akasa for that. And I'm going to answer Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but I'm going to say it on my own. Aye, but there's another day in the Gemara that says Pachet Kiddushin. What did Rashi say? Why did that one other man the Yom say Pachet Kiddushin? Remember some last again? Because of the quirk of Gersh's Gakot and Shanola Dami. If not for Gersh's Gakot and Shanola Dami, everyone would have agreed that it's Gamri Kiddushin. Zok Reb Chaim, quoted by Brachmer. That din that appears in Maseches Gittin of Gamri Kiddushin that everybody really subscribes to. And even the Cholik there only disagrees because of the quirk of Geshe's Gaya, but fundamentally, his Pashas of Kiddushin. The spreading of Kiddushin Mamela does not need any Gzeres HaKosos. You don't need a Bechalal. It happens on its own. In Uchas Hektish, it doesn't happen on its own. In Uchas Kiddushin, it happens on its own. So Rabbi Isai, there's something very, very strange developing from this Shtibul Torah from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim started us off by saying there are two dinim of Pashti, right, of Pashti Kedusha. One is a din of the Eleha, and one is a din of the Ma'isak Darshan Bakula. There are two different halachas, and guess what? The two areas of halacha we're dreaming about, his Pashti and Kedusha, both Hekdesh and Kedushin, yes, we're applying dinim of Pashti Kedusha Bakula to both of them, but we're applying radically different parts of that din to each one of them. The dinim are not identical. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, v'nifshinu kedusha b'kula, like we find by Hekdesh, the Gemara never meant to say it's identical to Hekdesh. The Gemara never meant to say it's the dimension that appears in Hilchos Hekdesh, namely, the kedusha me'elah part. So the kedusha me'elah part will not help for kedushin, because the kedushin you didn't get the foot in the door. And not only will it not help for Kedushin, it is not necessary for Kedushin, because Kedushin, based on its own rules of Gittin, Nachman, and Gimel, has this Pashtus Me'elah, even without the Gzeres HaKosah. So the only din that the Gemara asked, was, let's derive from Hekdesh, was the second aspect of Nifshita Kedushin Bekula, which has nothing to do with this Pashas Be'alel. It's the second bit of Ma'isek Dasha Bekula. That was the Gemara's Kasha, which is very strange. Why is it very strange? Why is that so strange? That then doesn't appear in Ilchos Hekdesh, because you don't even need it in Ilchos Hekdesh, because in Ilchos Hekdesh you get your foot in the door based on Kedusha halfway. So I read over this Rebbech Be'ah 20 times, and each time I read it over, I'm expecting him to ask this Kasha. If the Gemara is deriving the din of Pashas Kedusha Bekula, Kedushin from Hekdesh, the whole Yisoid of Kedushin of Zion is the comparison between the two. And Reb Chaim Be'Enusai created two different halachas of pashtas, and he showed you from the Gemara. He didn't make this up. He showed you from the Gemara, Dafim Gimli, showed from the Kedushin of Zion, what each one has to work different. It's glat, it's mahadr, it's gevaldig, Reb Chaim says. Each din is different. The Hekdesh din is only one aspect, not the other aspect. Kedushin is one aspect, not the other aspect. What bothers me and still bothers me, no end, is what? If it's so different from one another, so how in the world did the Gemara know that the two, we could derive one from another? They're so radically different parts of the din of Pashta. You're deriving the din of Pashta of Hekdesh, you have Kedusha from Hekdesh, the part that Dafka doesn't appear by Hekdesh, and you're deriving that from Hekdesh. So I can't, I wasn't going to be a Taman Kamenitz by Baruch Ber, so I could just read the words. I can't understand what the answer to that kash is. If someone can answer that, they'd be very happy. But we're going to assume that, Hanistos Hashem Lekenu, there's a teretz to this kasha. Okay, Reb Chaim was not bothered with this kasha. So we're going to continue on to Reb Chaim. Usually I ask the kashas after I convince you about the great pshat is. Today, because I don't want to ruin a few, so I ruled it this way. First I told the kasha before I got to the punchline of Reb Chaim. So make believe I didn't say it. Okay, so everyone's really on a high with this Reb Chaim. Everyone's got it. Who understands this Reb Chaim? Forgetting my kasha. Who's got the Reb Chaim? Two dinim, right? Different halachas. Gevalt. Rabbi say, yeah, wait, let's get the punchline. Let's get the punchline. Hold on. Otherwise, I think we get lost in the shuffle. This is part one. This is Reb Chaim part two. You take a look at a Gemara in Maseches Temura. The Gemara is the following shaila. Should the din Pashta apply to Oifis or not? A shaila in the Gemara. Should the din of Pashta apply to Oifis or not? I see Mr. Alter sees it coming, right? You see it coming. The din, I saw this now. The din Pashta, does it apply to Oifis or not? Which aspect of Pashta does it make sense to be mechalik between Behemoth and Oifis? So Zok Reb Chaim. If all Pashta is a way of redefining your Dibur, does it really make a difference what animal we're talking about, what bird we're talking about, what member of the animal kingdom we're focusing on? Does it really make a difference? If all Pashta is just some brand new briska bundisha way of doing math, that a half equals one, that when the guy said half, what he really said was one, my nafkamina. Whether he was Makdish Hef of Behema, he was Makdish Hef of Be'ayf, he was Makadish Chatz Isha. What's the difference? The only time you can begin to sense that there may be a difference between Behemoth and Oifis is when you're dealing with a Chiddush HaTorah of his Pashas HaKadusha. His Pashas HaKadusha is not math. His Pashas HaKadusha is some spiritual realm of holiness, of sanctity that's spreading on its own. Wow. That's Xeris Akosov. That's wild. That's not math. That's like in the Eilam Asal Yoinim. The Kedusha spreads. I was Mekadosh half of it. Now the Kedusha spreads. Wow. I couldn't say that on my own. In the Chavol Kedusha. That's what the Gemara says. Wait a second. It only says that Kedusha Torah by Behemoth. It doesn't say by Oifis. So maybe an Oif is not similar to a Behemoth. Or maybe it is. So how similar is an oif to a behemoth? So you've got to learn a lot of veterinary school. You've got to figure out, is a behemoth like an oif or not? So the Gemara says, well, it's not really a behemoth. An oif is not really a behemoth. On the other hand, the Torah also uses the word carbon. So maybe the word carbon is enough to carry over to oifis as well. And the Gemara is not sure. Zok de bruch ben ne reb chayim. Bemed marmum de Gemara is mishtapeg. That maybe we have to limit this gzeres hakosmo poshta only to behemoths, and you can't take it out of the realm of behemoths. That's true when you're dealing with the din number one, but if you're dealing with this Pashas HaKadusha Be'alel, which is a spiritual spread of Kedusha, so maybe in the Chabal HaKadusha. But when you're dealing with just doing math, simple Torah math, half is one, when you said half, what you really said, the Torah puts words, say, Yodas the Dharm. The Torah puts words into your mouth, it's even you said the whole, so what's the difference what you were Machdish? Who cares Machdish? Oh, you Machdish Behemoth. Anyway, you didn't really say whole, you didn't say one, you really said a half, so what's the difference? It's not time for the punchline. Now we understand why the Gemara had no qualm saying v'nifshta kedusha b'kula by an isha, even though the Gemara wasn't even sure it's true by Eifes. Why? Because the Gemara in Temura that was talking about by Eifes was talking about which type of kashta kedusha. It was talking about the number one. The number one, which is kedusha me'ala, it's exerts a kasa of not so fast. Maybe Eif, maybe yeah, maybe no. But the seventh condition of Zion, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Nishta Kedusha Bakula, then the Gemara thought, let's say, Dipshita, the Gemara wasn't even discussing the Kedusha Me'ala. Why? The Gemara could not have been discussing Kedusha Me'ala, because Kedusha doesn't lend itself to Kedusha Me'ala. Why? Because what is Kedusha lacking? It's lacking the foothold, lacking from the door. You can't be Makadish Achati Isha. So the only din of Nifshita that the Gemara was even dreaming of in Kedusha of Zion, the Gemara woke up from its dream in a minute, but we're still in the dream. The Gemara was dreaming there's a din of Kashta, like Kiddushin. The Gemara was only dreaming din number two, Maisek Dasha Makula. When it comes to Maisek Dasha Makula, what's the difference when you're talking about Behemoth, Eifus, Isha? It's all the same thing. As long as it's Hektish, if it's Hektish, Zolzain Hektish. And since Taish has told us that getting married is like Hektish, Zolzain must speak to be called Hektish. Azoshtate in your faith. Everyone would have figured this out on their own, right? For sure. Right? Who had figured it out even after I told it to you for a half hour? This is like Reb Chaim, you know, this is not 101, this is like 303. This is like advanced degree of Reb Chaim's Lomdus. Take a look at the Birchah Shmuel and Maseches Kedushin and HaSugya, such state in the name of Reb Chaim. Right, that's what Chaim says, right. Chaim says that it's nechal not happening. The only thing that's happening by Behemoth is this, right. Behemoth is this, and Isha is this. So why Kasha was in Cain, so why do you want to think you can derive one from another? It's so different.
Not derive one from another, how do you know if the whole...
Right, how do you know the whole din of Kashta in Hilchos Behemoth is only din number one? How in the world can we learn out that there's a din number two that doesn't exist by Behemoth and use it? That was my Kasha. That was basically my Kasha, right. This I've been sitting on for the last month. I mean, I've been doing other things last month also, but this is something that's been a recurring issue in my mind in the last month. Right, so I decided I just have to stand over and shield with the kasha and just hope for the best. Yeah.
Maybe you say Hektish does exist because when the Shema is Tuliyah, it's like your Maktish the whole day. That is
a good one. Again, mixed with Tais and the Grits, but that was Hektish. Let's stay away. Let's stay clear. Of everybody's side, back to Taisus. So Taisus asked almost a simple question. Taisus says, what right do we have to compare Behemoth to Isha? The Isha is not Hektish altogether. So Taisus said, Kazakh, no, it is Hektish. The Bey is in Maseches Kedushin.
Then Taisus had even startled one statement. What did Taisus say? That Bamed the Bamamurim, that the Gemara would even dreamt of asking the Kasha and Hishit the Kedushin Kula, that if and when you use the magic words Kedushin. But the guy stands under the chuppah and he decides to do something more creative. This Kedushin is so boring. He just said, Harad Ishti or something. And the Gemara would never even wasted our time. We wouldn't have been learning the sugya. We would have moved on to the next sugya. We wouldn't have been discussing the Kashta Kedushin Kula unless it was a Lashon Kedushin Kashta. Does everyone have a chance to digest what Tosafos just told us? Rashi probably said the same thing. Everyone digest what Tosafos told us? Tosafos just said that there are different dinim d'oraisa of Kedushin depending on the Lashon that you use. We usually think that you have to give the ring and you have to give a dibor. What the dibor is, Lashon Kedushin, a Lashon Kicha, a Lashon Hariat Ezrasi. If you really believe that Harufasi is good, you think Selasi is good, Skurasi is good, it doesn't matter. Just get yourself a Lashon that works, that people know what you're talking about. Lashon Kedush, Lashon Zar, whatever Lashon you use, just get the point across. Once you got a valid Lashon Kedushin, once we accepted it as the official Lashon of Kedushin, the dictionary on the synonyms for Kedushin, so then all Kedushin are identical. And Tosafos just told us, no, not true. That Kedushin that are done with the Lashon Kedusha to them can invoke Pashta in the Kasha, in the Havin of the Gemara. Kedushin that are done without a Lashon Kedushin would never even dream to invoke Pashta. That's a Chiluk Deraisa. Can anyone make sense of it? Wrap your hands around that Chiluk. What's Pesha? What's the Bira Dov in Nebchim? How do you understand such a deal? What kind of halach is that? So Zok Tabar Chanan, also two Dibur. Torah is also Talmud of Reb Chaim. Zok Tabar Chanan, and this goes back to the very beginning, very basis, the very essence of what marriage is all about. This is not like a wife connects, you know, drush over here. What halakhically is really happening in marriage? So if you think about it, there are really two different things that are happening in marriage. There is a relationship between the husband and wife that is being created. I don't mean like a relationship, you know, mushy-mushy. I mean a halakhic relationship. You may want to call that relationship almost a kinyan. Now again, whether you think that that kinyan means dinim mamnas, like buying a bag of potatoes or a car or a field or something, so that's a throwback to Pnei Shuz and Avim Luim, Rashbaz and Ritbaz, those are already back from day one. But even those who don't see Kedushin through the eyes of pure mamnas, there is some kind of relationship here. I mean, she's his wife. There are halachas, whether dinim mamnas halachas or isif heter halachas, there are dinim that now emanate from the fact that they're husband and wife. Such simple dinim as he can now be made for Hadarim, and now they're considered to be Kroivim, vis-a-vis Hilchas Aveilus, and Hilchas Yuvtuma, and Hilchas Yerusha. There are definite halachas of a connection. Now there are bonds of matrimony that afford the two into becoming some kind of halachic entity. Whether you want to call dinim mamnas of Kicha, not, that's your prerogative. And then there's a whole other set of halachas that just kick in when a woman becomes married that don't relate her to her husband. Nothing to do with her husband. They have nothing. The husband is a bystander here. What are the new halachas that kick in? She now becomes a surah to the rest of the world. So there are two things that are chal simultaneously, standing under the same chuppah, the same that split second bond that ring is given, two different chalaisim chal. At the moment, you realize all this was going on. That way, it flew right by us, right? But there are chalaisim and shemayim that are changing at that moment in time. There's a kinyan labaywa, and there's an issa l'kuli alma. They both chal simultaneously. Okay, so that's true that some of the actual ramifications of them may only kick in at the time of Nisuin, but it's quite possible that the Kinyan Labayla was already Chal B'Shas Kedushin to be reached fruition at a later time. So that's really a whole different ballgame. Because the Gemara does speak about Makadish as Isha, Amanasha Elah Sheks is for Oyam. Sheks is only started Nisuin. What do you mean Makadish as Isha? It sounds like Lamaisa, you can't collect the Sheks as well. Lamaisa, we're not going to implement the dinim, but it could be that already something started B'Shas Kedushin. And especially if you hold that the Isra Busa is only an Isra Dirabonim, then the Het of Labayla, if there's no Isra Ponim Malafruy anymore, then it kicks in from Kiddush Nehatoy. So basically, both of these things happen simultaneously. But I want to know, what's the chicken, what's the egg? I never know that marshal, which is supposed to be first. So most people probably think that what comes first? You think chicken comes first because it lays the egg, but where'd the chicken come from? It came from an egg, but where'd the egg came from? It came from chicken. So the only correct answer to that question is Maisa Bereishis. Did the Baruch Shalom create an egg? No, he created a chicken. So the first chicken was born with that. The same with Adam Rishon didn't have a mother. He was born from scratch. He was created, not born. He was not the Yelorishon. He was created. And then and only then the system started. So that muscle just gets me too confused. Okay? I want to know. I have two different halachas that are happening. And I want to know, are they two totally separate halachas that just happen to coincide at the same moment in time? Or one is the geirim of the other? Namely, first one is created, for argument's sake, first as a din miucheres labayla, she becomes his wife, and the meila, once Rachel becomes Reuven's wife, that's the geirim of an issur l'kuli alma. So, what really have to do, if you were sitting in Shemayim, mamash like with a stopwatch, in the Beis Din Shemala, and you're trying to, you know, keep score of what happened when, what really happens is as follows. put that ring on, that split second, she becomes Mucheres Labayla, Isha Nikris Labayla. And now, a half a second later, in Shemayim, they say, oh, wait a second, oh, what is that? Rachel is now Mucheres to Reuven. Oh boy, any woman who's Mucheres to Reuven, what the Nisr will sin off on her? Ish is Ish. So the Isser almost emanates from the head of Labayla. The Kich Labayla is what kicks off the Parsha, and then the Isurim begin afterwards. That's one way of understanding what's going on.
Could one envision something totally different? Could one envision that what Kedushin is almost the opposite? By giving her a ring, he asks her the Kulei Alma. So now, she's not shaykh to anybody else under the sun. There's only one individual who that Israel she just wasn't chal on. Who is that? On him. Memela, it's like Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. Adam and Chava in Gan Eden could be they didn't need Kiddushin. It was understood they were the only man, the only woman. They didn't need Kiddushin for other reasons, premeditated. But there's nobody else around. So Memela, every man is married to every woman. There's only one man and one woman. It's the easiest way to solve the Shidduch crisis. There's only one man and one woman. So for Shteitzach, they're going to marry each other. They're Ke'ilu, they're married to each other already. You think I'm crazy? Mashal Mada B'dayna. Maybe I'm crazy. Mashal Mada B'dayna. There's a din, the Gemara says, in my second Gittin, in the third parak, nothing at all to do with Gittin under the Kedushin, but it's Al-Derech HaMosh. Derech Dugma. The Gemara says that when I'm Afrish Truma, so I have to do the Sinis HaTruma to Okai. Right? We spoke about this a lot. I'm giving the Sinis Truma to Okai. What if for the last 50 years, I've been giving the same Truma all my trumas to the same kohen. I like Mr. Katz, a nice guy. Since we were roommates in yeshiva, now we're 75 years old. I do Mr. Katz truma every single day, the last 50 years. What's that called in halacha? I know. It's called makira kahuna. The correct pronunciation is makare kahuna. That's what Rashi says. Ish meis makaro. Rashi in Gittin. But in the yeshivas, they say ish may say makira kahuna. It's wrong, but it's still that's the way. So if you walk to yeshiva, say makare kahuna, they don't know who you're talking about. So makira kahuna. So the Gemara says, if I've been giving this truma to this Kohen for the last 50 years, I don't even have to give it to him anymore. I don't have to hand it to him. From the minute that I'm offering it, it's his. That truma belongs to the Kohen. And there's no need for me to do an official Messina. I'm yaitzin him to the Messina's truma even without actually giving it to him. And if somebody else goes there and grabs the truma from him, they're Mamash Gazlan. Even if another Kohen. If I'm mafresh truma and somebody else grabs it, so maybe he's a gazan for me and not tavos hanoi in the moment, that's a different story, but he's not a gazan from the kohen because the kohen wasn't zaych on it, but I yedei the institution of makir kuna, that kohen is from the makir kuna, is zaych on the truma, even without an official zechiyah, without an asina. How does that work? That's a gemara besides getting the third text. Rashi, the spot says, because all the other kohanim were mesiach das from that truma. They know, all the Mr. Cones and the Mr. Rappaports and the Mr. Kahns and the Mr. Kagans, they know that I'm giving Mr. Katz every time. Nobody's expecting the truma. I have a track record of 50 years I've been giving it to Mr. Katz. So no one else is expecting it. So from their vantage point, they're out of the picture. And therefore it belongs to Mr. Katz. That's what Zoy Shtein Rashi. Can someone explain to you what in the world that means? How does that answer the kasha? It's true but irrelevant. The fact that the other Kohanim are Messiah from it, they're Messiah Das, how does it make it Mr. Katz?
It's the only
Kohanim
left in the world.
It's a Zabt Pri Yitzchak. Bitzel Betzel, he says, Rashi means is as follows. In Timtzel Leimar, there would only be one Kohen alive in the entire world, and Yemafesh Truma. Would you have to give it to him? No. It belongs to him anyway. Truma from the minute the Yemafesh belongs to the Shevet HaKohuna. It's not mine. So for the minute that I'm Mafresh Truma, it belongs to the Kohanim. Now, we don't know which Kohen it is. So the Torah gives me a Tevah, so no. The Torah says, I have a right to determine which Kohen I want to give it to. And I have to make that either a Kinyan or a Messina, depending on who spoke about that in the past. But from the moment that I give it to him, then it becomes his and all the other Kohanim are out of the picture. But if I can somehow, not literally, kill off all the other Kohanim, if I can bump out all the other Kohanim by creating an institution called Makira Kohuna, so it turns out that this truma belonged to that kohen from day one. So there's no need for, in a sense, a ma'aseh kinyan. So it's mamash al derech hadugma, derech hamashal, it's not identical. But the same idea that
There are a lot of men in the world, a lot of women in the world. So the Rebbe Shem created the world in such a way, there are multiple suitable matches. So that's what Chacham have to do, spend their whole life trying to do, to try to match up people, to figure out how to make the match that's going to work. But what would the din be if there's nobody left? They play musical chairs, and then everyone's gone, and there's one man left in the world, there's one woman left in the world. So, I mean, again, it doesn't happen that way, but so they are married to each other. They are considered to be. They are destined. That's the way it is. Again, this is not literal halacha, but it's derech moshe. So that's what's going on in Kiddushin also. When you're Mekadish and Isha, what you're doing is that you just were Masiach everybody else's das, so to speak. Everyone else out of the picture. You just killed everybody else. Nobody else can marry this woman. When there's nobody else available to marry this woman, the Torah says that's what Kiddushin is. That's how Ki Yikachishish works. That's how she becomes Yuchedis to you. By bypassing the rest of society, she becomes yours. Now, at the end of the day, whether you like the model of Kiddushin as being that Issa first, Heter afterwards, or Heter first and Issa afterwards, at the end of the day, you end up in the same place. But by the time you walk out of that chuppah, two things have happened, okay? Number one is she's married to you, and number two is she can't marry somebody else. So, at the end of the day, all's well that ends well. So all chuppahs end up the same. How it happened in Lomdus, was it Ahin and Ahem and Ahen and Kinesh and that? You could philosophize from today till tomorrow. Zogter Bochanan? What's the answer to the question, says Rebbe Chanan? Which way does it work? It depends, says Rebbe Chanan. What does it depend on? It depends on what Lashon Kiddushin you used. And that's what the Gemara means with the base, that there's Kicha, Kinyan, and there's Kiddushin. You can choose which one to use. The Torah doesn't care which one to use. The Chachamim prefer Kiddush, it's much nicer, much more sacred. You know, you say Hareyat, you know, Kinyani or something, you know, something like that. So the women are going to get all nervous about it. You know, they're going to start articles, people are going to be blogging. It's not going to sound good. So you say sacred, holiness, sanctity. It sounds much more religious, much more, you know, doesn't sound like you're buying a bag of potatoes. It sounds much more holy. It sounds like part of, you know, the life cycle. So we use the Lashon Kiddush, but we don't have to. We can use Lashon Kicha also. Dr. Bachanan. The answer to the question, how Kiddushin really truly works, which is Gerim what, depends on the Lashon. The Torah gives us two models of how to do it. If you use a Lashon Kicha, a Lashon Kinyin, a Lashon Kicha, Reat Ishti, you're my wife, there's no question, says Rebbe Chanan, that the focus is beginning with what? Where is it starting with? Relationship between you and her. And Memeilo, the Yisr, kicks in afterwards, theoretically afterwards. If you use a Lashon Kiddushin, then you're doing the other way around. If you're using Lashon Kiddushin, you're starting off with a Lashon Hekdesh, and Memela, since everybody else is bypassed, Memela, Ziblat your life. She remains your life. Says Rebbe Chanan, this is not just semantics, not just Drashas, the Shal Shudas. These are Dinim D'Araisa, which 99.9999% of the time make the absolutely no difference whatsoever. Because all Kiddushin ends up with the same two results. Hetzer Levaila, keep Levaila, keep Levaila, and this Lekuyama. But, says Rebbe Chanan, if you want to invoke Pashta Kedusha Bakula, if you want to go down the trail of Hekdesh, then you have to go down the Lashon of Kedushin, because only if the Chalais is being created Derech Kedusha, that the Kedusha's first and the Het Levaila, the Kich Levaila afterwards, then you're entitled to go down the route of Pashta Bakula. If you're not going down the road of Kedushin, you're going down the road of Kicha, on the level of their Isa, even though you will end up with Kiddushin, that's not Pashto. Pashto will never apply. And that's Azoi Shtei Intesis. That's the love this Rebbe Chanan says.
I understand how both options could be on the table. Didn't we have multiple Machlokas Rishonim, which took one side of the other, like Ramas Rivas, we have Rashi versus Rifa. Do you view it as more an Isser or something?
No, so that's what I said. I was very careful when I presented. Even Al Atzad, everyone agrees that there's some kind of a Din Labayil here. We at the Machlekes have Rishonim in the Pei Shuas. What is that Din Labayla? Is that Labayla relationship purely a Sefer Heter? Or is that Labayla relationship mirroring Dinim Amunah? That was Machlekes. Is it tantamount to buying and selling fields, or is it something more spiritual?
Wouldn't all the Rishonim be Moda that once you, you know, let's say once you perform a Kinyan, there's obviously going to be Surim that come as a result. They're just saying that it's primarily defined as a
Moda. No. I don't think that Machlekes is relevant to this. I think everybody agrees, no matter what you think about the Mavidus part, everyone agrees there are Dinim Yuchad Labayla, there's a Het Labayla. Normally, Panibal Pinir is also. Arusa is Muteris, according to most.
I mean, she's mucheres to him, but she's mucheres to other people?
Yeah, we never ever say that. Then why are we making this? How can we make a feeling like that? If everything seems, why can't it come at the same time?
They could. You're right. Maybe the whole thing is wrong. Maybe a whole shtick of Torah is wrong. Maybe they happen simultaneously. Maybe in Shemayim there's no one keeping score. Maybe it all happens together.
It has to,
but then I can't say my shul Torah and Tosfos. You want to say Shema, you could say it together.
I'm telling you, how else can you say it? Automatically comes. There's never a scenario where it's not going
to. Because you have to break down, you have to look at things. Not everything is simultaneous in the world. Sometimes you have this delayed, I mean, again, it's not real delayed reaction, but in the world of oneness, it's a delayed reaction.
Why does it start as a iser in order for Pashtik Yushin to apply? At the end of the day, both has it, whatever you did initially.
But I couldn't get the Kenyan in. I couldn't get the Kenyan Lagamre. So I couldn't create a Kedushin Lagamre. So how can it be an iser? I have to get over that hurdle of getting the Chatzi. Chatzi Isha staring me. It's a positive Chumash, the word Isha staring me in the face. So Isha says to me, if you can't get this woman to be fully married, when we're closing up shop. So if you're telling me that the Kedushin is a latecomer, right? The notion of Hekdesh comes in 20 years later, I mean, not literally, 20 milliseconds later. So how did you get there? You have to first create a chalois of a kinyan labayla, which you can't do because the Torah says Isha is lochatz Isha. So the very essence, the mechanism of the chalois has to be a Hekdesh tikkun chalois. That's what Rebbe Chanan was saying. So I was just thinking, about Rebbe Chanan a lot. Yeah, the mom's like like the heart and soul of Litta. Like we went from Kamenitz to Brunovich to this is like, you know, this is it, man. This is it. These two models that Rebbe Chanan is suggesting, that's a Tosfos and that's Sugya, what's gay and what? At the end, you end up with both. You have this muscle somewhere else, not all that far away from a set of conditions. Very, very Kodesh things. We've definitely spoken about this in the last 12 years. Probably the last 9 years. Maybe even this year. When you machdish something to the base of Mikdash, so there are almost two things that happen. Think about it. It becomes the Rabban Shalom's. It becomes Mum and Hekdesh. And what else comes? Also, no one else is allowed to use it. You're not allowed to be mild in it. So lo and behold, in Hilchas Hekdesh, you have both of these halachas as well. So let me challenge you again. And John, don't answer this question because you're not saying I'm saying. Do these two halachas happen simultaneously? Of course not. One is greater than the other. Mum and Hekdesh and the Isra Kuli Alma, the relationship that it becomes the base of Hekdesh's property and the relationship that now anyone else is mile on it, I'm asking everybody, say, which is the egg, which is going what? It's almost an identical Chakira within Hekdesh proper, with the real Hekdesh, not Kedusha. Kedusha is the make-believe Hekdesh. Real Hekdesh. What happens by real Hekdesh? Does it first become the Ribbono Shel Olam's property and then Mamelia can be mail on it? Or is there first almost like a hands-off policy from the rest of the world? No one else can touch it. So we have Hashem Arts and Law. Hashem Arts and Law is the starting point. That's the baseline. The Arts Nasan V'nei Adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to people. Once nobody else could use it, Mamelia reverts to become Hashem Arts and Law. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's. I mean, that was a little drushy. You get the idea. So how does Hekdesh work? Forget Kedusha. How does Hekdesh work? No, anyone know? I'm going to borrow Rebbe Chanan. No? What did Rebbe Chanan have to deserve? Tanigol Shemarda, no? Where do we talk about this year? Come on. Where do we talk about this? The chicken that went off, that rebelled. What? They prayed the Bergdashis. I don't remember anymore. Rebbe Chanan is a famous Yisoid that the answer to the question about Hekdesh is, what is it? It depends. What does it depend on? There are different kinds of Hekdesh out there. There's Hekdesh Mizbeach, and there's Hekdesh Bedek Abayis.
So Rav Chanan shows you from different Gemaras, the end of Masechta Chulin, Targal Shomar, there's other rayas from Taisus and Sugyas and Mavakava, that the two methods of Hektish work differently. At the end of the day, both may end up to be the Rabban Shalom, that may end up to be off-limits, possible. But they may work differently. Kochei Bedekabayis, Rav Chanan explains, is fundamentally Dinim Amanus. I'm fundamentally giving a gift to the property of the Beis HaMikdash. My car used to say on it, owner, title, Sobolovsky. I never said that anyway, it was leased, but whatever. In Dum Zalimer, it said my name on it. Now it says on it, Beis HaMikdash. It's fundamental transferring of Dinim Amanus. Once something becomes belonging to the property of the Beis HaMikdash, Memela, what's chal on it? What's chal on it, everybody say? Isurim. Now they're Isurim, they're chal on it. Hektish Mizbeach may not work that way at all. Hektish Mizbeach may be fundamentally Surim, and after the Isurim Bechal, it may not become Mamun Hektish, and it may not ever become Mamun Hektish, by the way, just in case you're interested. Mizbeach, Kotchi Mizbeach may not even be pure Mamun Hektish. Again, another time, another place. So Rabbi Chanan himself at other places has this similar types of chakiras. When you have two things happening, when you have mumminess happening and isuring happening, is one the engine to the other, or is the other the engine to the one? So that same type of idea Rabbi Chanan is expressing us from a Seches Kedushin, and he gives us the answer, depends, and that's the Pshat in Taisus. Rabbi, let's just chazer for a minute what we have in this kasha. We owe an unbelievable curse to Tov to Mar Zutra Berei de Rav Mari. Because if he wouldn't have asked this kasha, we wouldn't have had what to talk about this week. So let's say again in the Gemara. Mamish, you have to read every line in the Gemara. Amalei Mar Zutra Berei de Rav Mari de Ravina. V'nifshitu la kedusha b'kula. Now again, as we say so many times, we're reading the Gemara, you know, we're sitting with our feet up, you know, with a cup of coffee in our hands. Relaxing. Mazutra Ben Ramari, yes, the Kashi, yes, Ravina. Yeah, what do you think? It's a good school. Great, let's move on. Next stuff. I mean, next line, Gemara. We don't know how many days, how many weeks, how many months, how many decades was spent on the formulation of that Kasha. How much did the Tamid Yeshiva pilp about that Kasha? Before Ravina, Rina Ravashi put it into the Gemara, whether it was a good Kasha. Not every question made it to the Gemara. Not every line of every Amoyer became Gemara, otherwise we'd have a. We finished up Yomi every 700 years. So the Gemara took the best of the best. That's what Reb Chaim writes in Reb Chaim's Hakadoma to his Sefer and Rambam. So they quote his sons who they put together Reb Chaim's Sefer. So Reb Chaim on the Rambam was Reb Chaim's words himself. He wrote it. Most of the other stuff that's from the, you know, the Chidushim, from the Kisvayad, from the stencils, from things Rabbi Achber quoted, Rabbi Chodin quoted, those are things that were quoted from other people. Rabbi Chaim put together his Shechot Tarzan Rambam. And sons write that Rabbi Chaim said tens and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Shiurim. All the years he was Rashi Ben Balazhin and he was Ambrisk. He's not even saying Shiurim galore. The Chidushit Torah, each one, millions of Chidushit Torah Rabbi Chaim had. And Rabbi Chaim only wrote in the Sefer what he felt was the best of the best of the best. First, the Yiddish of the Yiddish of the Yiddish. That's what he put into the Sefer. So there are a lot of discussions in the Gemara. A lot of discussions about the Amorim in Bavel. Rav Ashi learned 30 years all of Shastik, but then he has it over again. There were two Maduras, and after 60 years of learning, so the basic format of the Gemara was put together by Rav Ashi, and then touched up a little bit by Ravina, and then a little bit of, you know, odds and ends by the Savaroim, and Kachi. So there was a lot going on 60 years from Rav Ashi's yeshiva. So if this kasha made it to the Gemara, this was a good one. This is a real solid kasha. So we think this kasha was, let's say, pashta. No pashta, fine. What went into that kasha? So first of all, let's think, how much went into the kasha? We already spent 3 days on what went into the kasha. We said, wait a second, pashta? From Hektesh? What's the connection? Taisa's version of the Gemara's Kasha, the Ritva's version of the Gemara's Kasha, Reb Chaim's Kasha, this is halfway chal, this is not halfway chal, to dinim a pashta v'chal. Then, According to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha was really only b'chiyag avda that you said a lashon kedusha. If you would have said a lashon kicha, we never would have asked the kasha. Whoa, one second. So now you have to figure out, does that make any sense at all? You need a whole Rabbi Chanan, but a half hour Rabbi Chanan to tell us what the beer in the kasha was. So we spent a good almost 3 days already trying to figure out what in the world Rav Mari, Mazut Rebbe Rav Mari meant in that famous kasha. And then you won't believe it. And the Gemara says, nah. No, not true. Me, Dami, the Gemara says, no, they're not comparable. Hektish is just not comparable to Kedushin. Not because they're not comparable. They are comparable. But there's one factor that they part ways, and it's that one factor that changes the whole equation. What's the one factor? Me, Dami, Hasa, Mehema, Achadas, Acheres. A behema doesn't have a voice in the matter. The woman does have a voice in the matter. And that's the only difference. Except for that Nakuda, everything else was the same. And then, of course, it took us 3 days to figure out. What's the same? They're so different. What do you mean it was the same? So we did a lot of work. The best minds in Klal Yisrael of the 20th century, Rebbe Ben, Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Chaim, putting together to figure out what the Gemara's kasha, what in the world the Helig, Helig, and Meir, Mazut, Rebbe, Rebbe Mori meant. He was a Marzutra. He wasn't even what? He didn't get a Chagas Micha. It's a Marzutra Brady Rav Mori. It's a Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Amayra. But he wasn't even called Rav. And how much Lumbus went into his Kasha? I don't mean that all the Bechis is covered of the Heilige Marzutra Brady Rav Mori. It's the Heilige, Heilige Amayra. This is what was the Terence. So me, Dominic, I said, nah, bad comparison. Hasa Be'im HaChadas Echeres. What does it mean? What are the words mean? So comes Rashi into spot and says, "Hello, Damia. Maskara tiritzu. Ain't of a zed doyma el meim shoshe shutfin dikadas acheres ma'keves." I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi before. I'm sorry. Hasa meimi. I'm sorry. Vishaloi. The case of the meim, it's his animal. The Ema Akavo Yoda, Luis Kaddish, no one's stopping him. The animal doesn't have a voice. The Pikach, therefore, Yesh Koyach Vimamorai Lifsha. Therefore, his words can be patient. The Hokabaini, Shadasa Cheres Yesh, Hashuva Kimoisai. She's as important as he is in Kedushin. Ham Akevis Bedova. Shim Ein Isha Rotsa, Einum Kedushin. Vizol Lovis Ratsa, El Lachatsi. The Pikach Ein Biburo Tokis Bo. Everybody said, we spoke about this hundreds of times this year. Anytime you want kiddush, for that matter, any kiddush to be chal, there are two things you have to ask yourself. Is there what and is there what? Was the maisa done properly? And what else has to be present? Midas. So by regular kinyanim, you have to consult the das meicher. Maybe the das kohenim, maybe yeah, maybe no. By gittin, you only have to consult the baal. Minatayra. By kiddushin, you have to consult both. Both the man and the woman. As I state, isha niknis labayla. Isha nicknames midai kebe kocholoi. Dr. Rashi, when you makadish to Isha, as a chisor is felt in das Isha, as a chisor in das Isha, because she only heard what words? She heard what? Shir chaitzi. So she was masking to kedusha chaitzi, which is basically varm b'teilim. She did not learn maseches tefurah daf yud beis. She didn't get that far. Now, I offered my wife, right after we got married, so she asked, I remember it was about 3 weeks after we were married, we were sitting in Shal Shudas in our apartment, and she finally asked me a critical question. She said to me, what do you do all day? She said, like, just give me like a glimpse of what, like, what are you holding it? So I said, you really don't want to know the answer to that question. So she said, no, come on, just challenge me. I just want to hear, just shy. You know, my wife is a Bishako girl. She was, this was not a mod. This is not nothing to do with this. This is, you know, three those days. Don't do this. No, she just wanted to know. She was interested. Probably somebody had told her that's a nice thing to ask your husband at some point. What do you do all day? I said, you really want to know? Yeah, you really want to know. I happened to be learning myself as Tamura that time. So I was in the middle of a sugya about Chatas HaMesa. The person is Makdish Behema, and then has to bring his own chatas, and then the animal gets lost, and then he brings another one, and finds the other one, and he's captured the acheres. Ah, oh. one of the most, you know, simplest sugyas to discuss with someone who just married 3 weeks before. So I started to tell her over the intricacies of chatas ameis, chavish chatas ameisis. So she said to me, you know, you do what you do, I'll do what I do. And that has been a model of our very happy Baruch Hashem, you know, as maybe as inshallah successful marriage. Baruch Hashem. But if she would have finished the conversation, if she would have wanted to hear more, so then she potentially would have got to the sugya of Tamur Dafi Beis, and we could have begun to discuss the dinner of Kiddush L'Chatzayim, which we didn't do. We did a real Kiddush, not Kiddush L'Chatzayim. So Rashi seems to be saying that the woman doesn't know what's flying. She's a very simple girl, this girl. She didn't get the Yavon, she didn't get the Tamur Dafi Beis. He never got the Tamur Dafi Beis. So from her vantage point, all she's hearing is Chatz Kiddush, and the Chisar Nadasa Misha. That's how Rashi presents the sugya. So the Rashba here the Kinesh to the sugya. Rashi does more with the meets the eyes. Not behind the Rashba. Look the Rashba. Hasa behema haka da ikadas cheres. Tamili, says the Rashba. Have a kash. Haka nami. Now, please don't take this out of context. Ki behema hi. She's apitin. It's the same thing. Takeva dii mekabla kiddushe, daita sheyivshetu kiddushin mekula umima akev. Says the Rashi. I understand whether this lady learned the sefer tmur or not is irrelevant. Does she want to get married or not? Tafas. Do we have any doubt that she wants to get married to this guy? She's standing. She's wearing a white dress. Standing under the chuppah. She's got 400 people in the audience. Do we think that she doesn't want to get married?
Maybe only halfway.
She wants to remain there. She's not such a lambda. She wants to, at the end of this wedding, she wants to be able to say, I'm married. So however that's going to work. It's not like we're like shoving down her throat this marriage. She wants to get married. So because her nigapup husband decided he learned the shtickle tamura, so he wants to be fancy, so he's makadish chetzia. And Rav Marzut is asking, let's say Nifshit the Kedusha Bakul. Rav says, no, there's no Nifshit the Kedusha because there's no Das Isha. There's no Das Isha. There's no Das Isha. Zech Patlaf in the Lomdas. She wants to get married. Why is there, where's the lack of Das Isha? Listen to what there's state in Rashi. The Nikhali is up the Rashi. Kavan, the Kavan, Ili Baya Ili Kuvim Akva. She could stop this. She could stay. Wait a second, I don't want to hear. Not that she really will do that, but she could do that. The Einam HaKudesh is because the Vara Bilvad. The Kedushin is not only coming from his words anymore, because his words really are not complete. His words are really only halfway. We need her consent. Hashta Debaya Delush Tabakula. She has to have in mind, and it should be Pashta Bakula, I don't mean that literally. She has to also participate in the Pashta Kedusha, Bakula. So has the following, this is the Rashba. Havalei kemakachas es atzma. What does that mean? What curveball did the Rashi just throw at us? What chisaron of kedushin did the Rashi just throw at us? You won't believe this one. Ki what? Ki yigach v'lo kisikach v'lo sikilokach. This is back to Nasanu v'amruhi days. This is back to like to double ring ceremony days. These are like back to like the old Friedrich Tyrus. This is an old sugya the Rashba just threw in the middle of Dav Zayin. We thought we were done already. We thought we moved on. Rashba says, no, the real problem of the Kaddish Chetzia, mitam him, we really should have been able to say Pashta. But since we need her Haskama for Pashta to happen, we need her Haskama for Pashta, and therefore, anything that needs her Haskama for Pashta is a chisaron in Kisik, Kigach, Lo Kisikach. And that's what the Gemara means. Then the Rashba concedes, of our Ben Chananel Zalmira, Shinishma Mekushazu. Ben Chananel didn't have Ben Chananel, but we shared about Ben Chananel in Kedushin. So Ben Chananel clearly was bothered with this Kasha. Upirish, and he threw in a few extra words. Kaven de Shamalei de Amalachetzech, Logomro Mekli Anaf Shaklal. That the minute she hears this guy babbling and saying Chetzech, she's out of here. She's 1 foot out the door, she's leaving the Chuppah. She's mamash leaving. She doesn't want to get married to someone who's sugar. That's a whole other chat in the Gemara. But the Rashba says, I'll tell you why the Rebbeinu Chanan said it, because he was so bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean there's no Das Isha? Of course there's Das Isha. So the Rashba came up with this new creative way, a brand new pshat, that there's a Chisaron in Kisikach, because we need Har Haskama, and therefore Har Haskama is going to be a Chisaron in the Kisikach. Who's bothered with this Rashba? Who understands this Rashba? Who knows the bottom Kasha in this Rashba?
Every marriage
is there. What the Rashba just told us is the anticipation of heart consent is a chisaron in kiyikach. Really? So can someone explain to me what happens at a regular chuppah? Anyone been at a wedding recently? Dr. Berman, been at a wedding recently? Okay. So from what I remember correctly, was that there was a ring that was given, and with nothing said, no response on the other end, it was understood that she was providing her consent. She's standing under the chuppah, she didn't go da, she's putting out her finger, so it's understood that she's providing her consent. Well, the fact that she gave her consent does a chisaron kiyikach. Mamash aleitz onus. How do you ever get married? What the Rashba just said is that anytime we need her to help a little bit, anytime we need her input at all, so that's called chisaron kiyikach. So how does every marriage ever work?
This case is different. All he offered was half.
No, but Pashta said whole. So Pashta said half is whole. Remember your wife's equation, right? Half means whole. So he gave her whole. And we needed her just to sign off on the whole. So he learned Tamur. They've been learning Daf Yomi when they were going out. They were learning Daf Yomi Tamur together, okay? So he knows what half means whole, and she knows everyone. Zokta Rashba, since we need her to give her stamp of approval, her consent, does the chisaron kiyikach. What's the chisaron kiyikach? Why is there any more of a chisaron kiyikach than any other kiyikach? This is not my kash. Whose kash is this? He's the only one's kash. He says he doesn't understand what the Rashba is saying. What's the pshat of Rashba? I just gave you the teretz of the his own pshat. I didn't tell you the first teretz of the Avdullah. The long Avdullah. But he asked the kash and the Rashba. He doesn't say manishtan of this or many other conditions. So the Avdullah offers his own pshat to solve this dilemma. What is Das Acheres? What does it mean that there's some kind of chisaron here? Rashi's pshat is very difficult, but there's no Rashi. There's no Rashi, no Das. Of course, he wants to get married. The Rashi's pshat very, very difficult. So, after Meluim, I'll tell you what I think is the emes of pshat. So, after Hilig Abalak Tzeis, it's a throwback to his favorite what? Run. Favorite Ran. I remember when I was in ninth grade, Meluim Sense Kedushin, and the Rebbe quoted once in a while, he quoted in Abba Meluim, and I remember one time he said that every few pages in Avim Elulim, Avim Elulim quotes this Ran. I didn't know what that meant, but then you learn Masechet Kedushin a few times and you realize he's right. Because every time, this is the universal like the key that opens every lock. It's this Ran opens everything. Zokti Avim Elulim. Listen to the words of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Kedusha equals Kedusha. Anytime you do a Kaddish Dika thing, you do something that licked in Parshas Kedusha, you're eligible for the parasha of Pashta. A chosen and kala standing under the chuppah. Who is doing a hektish tikkadin right now? Only the chosen. What is the kala doing? Remember what her role is under the chuppah? She's mafkir herself. She pulls herself out of the picture. She doesn't exist as an entity, and the husband grabs her up as the Kaddisha. Zeichim and Hefk is the Kaddisha. Zokta Avdi Meluim, is that Lundus? Says the Avdi Meluim, you could say Pashta on a Maisa Kedusha. You can't say Pashta on a Hefker. You don't say Pashta on the woman's role under the Chuppah. The woman's role under the Chuppah is not a Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha B'chlau. The woman plays no role of kiddushin. Ki who's there? Nothing. Zero. A woman is not mekadesh herself. She's not mekabel kiddushin. She creates the prerequisite that enables the husband to be zeichana, to be mekadesh ha'ai, to be zeichana hefka. Therefore, says the Avi Meluim, from the man's vantage point, you could say pashta from Tetel Tamar. That's exactly what. That's what for behema. But for the woman's vantage point, to say pashta from the woman's vantage point, how can you say that? It's not going to fly. How can you say that? Pashta of what? Pashta of bittul ritzayna? Pashta of of Hefkeres Atzma was Vaposhta. So now you have a strange situation. We want this condition to work. He said half, but we want to translate it to mean whole. So from his vantage point, he said he's Mekadesh Kula. But from her vantage point, she was only Mafke what? She was only Mafke Chesya. So he can only be Zocha on how much of her? He can only be Zocha on the part that she was Mafkira. So he can only be Zocha on half of her. If he's only Zocha on half of her, what does he end up with? Chatzisha. What do we say about Chatzisha? Ain't gonna work. And that was the response to my Zutta Vrede from Mori, according to the Lord. Again, Aboyche Yivchar, you could choose whether you like going down Rashi's route, a bit of Chananel's route, the Rashi's route, and the Lord's route. There's something linked in this line of the Gemara that's difficult, but there's some shot in this line of the Gemara that differentiates between Kedushin and Kedusha, but it's purely technical differentiation, whatever the one of the four possibilities, what the technical the distinction is. But the Ikaron, fundamentally, we, if not for that, Dichoy, we could have borrowed the Dinim of Poshta from Hektish to Kedushin, notwithstanding all the Balagan, all the Kashas, all the complications. Rav Marzutra Beder Amor pushed through, he prevailed, and he had his Kasha was recorded for eternity. And the Gemara only rejected it on purely technical grounds, but the Kasha looked in stone, and the Kasha of Marzut Rebbe Ramari became the background for Taisusim and Ritvaz and Avimim's Kashas and Rebbech Be'ezid Reb Chaim and Reb Ochanan's. Everyone spent the last 2,000 years trying to understand, 1,500 years trying to figure out what was lit in this Kasha, of that one half one Kasha, which at the end of the day doesn't even stand because of the Dicha of the Gemara. So again, everybody say very simple Gemara. The Kash and the Teretz. That's the whole Shabbat Tarek. The Kash and the Teretz. It's a few days to understand the Kash. Hopefully, we'll have time to understand the Teretz. But I hope we'll meet tomorrow. We'll start this. Okay, so again, remind us tomorrow, Shira is at 12. Maybe we'll be a little tight. We'll dive in here. It's 22:28. We'll dive in there. Okay. Okay. Make sure
turned off.
Is it every Thursday? Did it again?
What's tomorrow? I think it's going to be 4th of July after.
You have to want to turn this off?
So it's going to be every Thursday now?
I think every Thursday, right?
Next, like, 5 days.